On Final Impenitence. You shall seek me, and ye shall not find me, and you will die in your sins. John 7:34. Following is from French priest Jean-Baptiste Massillon. That which keeps back the conversion of so many sinners is that they want to wait for their conversion until they are free from all hindrances, from businesses which occupy their whole time. When I have settled that lawsuit, says one. When I shall be free from all the cares of my numerous engagements, says another. When I shall have restored order and peace in my family, when I shall have provided for my children, when I shall have put by sufficient for the wants and comforts of my old age, then I will think of being good and of doing penance. This is how worldly people act. You wish to wait in order that you may be free from every obstacle, free from all temporal anxieties. You deceive yourselves, blind sinners. You will never reach to that freedom of mind, to that disengagement from everything, for you will always be slaves of habits which drag you down and which will grow stronger in you more and more. If you wish to emerge from the darkness in which you are, do not delay one single moment when the voice of God calls you. Although you may be still attached to the good things of this world, although you may cling to the corruptions of the age, although you may be slaves of a vice which tyrannizes over you, listen to Jesus Christ, who speaks to you, and when you hear his voice, arise from sin, as did Lazarus from the grave. Without that, you will perhaps never, ever be converted. A change from bad to good is not effected in a moment. How great a change, then, must that be from a bad life to a good death? You know that the grace of a deathbed repentance is the most extraordinary of all graces, and still you think that you have a right to expect it, you who have brought yourself to be most unworthy of so great a grace, unworthy by that career of callous indifference of which you know all the baseness, unworthy by the knowledge of the inspirations from heaven which you have so many times misused, unworthy by the neglect of those blessed inward warnings from above, unworthy by that false and deceitful security which you have cherished and which is the climax of all your sins. I ask you, if there ever was a sinner who ought to expect from God the grace of conversion, would it be a sinner of your grade? And if there is much to fear for one sinner, ought you not to fear that the curse of heaven would descend upon you, and that you would be rejected as a criminal too guilty to merit forgiveness? The following is from French Jesuit Claude de la Colombière. A man, when he is at death's door, is like unto a city besieged and vigorously stormed by the enemy. Every civil function is suspended. Courts of justice, schools, business, fine arts are all suspended during that calamity. Everyone runs to the ramparts to share in the common danger. So a person, the citadel of whose heart is besieged with the pains of death, thinks only of his pain. His soul is entirely at the mercy of those who torture the most. It is then it must strive its utmost to drive away an enemy, ready to make itself master of the place. During this temptation, it no longer sees nor hears, it only feels the pain. In that dread hour, one hardly dares to call its attention to many important affairs. Nevertheless, it is the time reserved expressly for the only great affair, for an affair on which hangs an eternity. Woe to me if I am so badly advised as to use my soul thus. Woe to me if I delay to the last moment of my life that which should have been the occupation of my life. The following is from St. John Chrysostom. Do not, I implore you, delay your conversion to God, for you know not the day appointed to carry you off. You tell me that God has given his grace to be converted to someone they have reached to extreme old age. Does it follow from this that he will grant you the same favor? Perhaps he will grant it to me. Why add perhaps? Because it has sometimes happened. What? Does the question of your salvation depend on a perhaps?